This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. I need to get something off my chest. I recently turned 28 and I'm freaking out. Owning a home, taxes, and being a real adult comes with a lot of stressors that I wasn't really prepared for. And the best way to get something off of my chest is to talk to someone, which is where therapy comes into my life. Talking with someone that has the knowledge and information to help me look at my issues from a different perspective has helped me slow down my life a little bit and help calm me down. If this is something that you can relate to, then I recommend you give BetterHelp a try. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. You can visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/happytimes. And now, back to the episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Happy Times podcast. My name is Joey Kinney, and this is the first ever YouTube version of the podcast, the Happy Times podcast. If you want to follow it on YouTube, you can go to There's zero subscribers on it. So you have to literally search up the Happy Times podcast and it might pop up. If you go to my Instagram, I'm sure I've shared it once or twice, but that's where it'll be. It's weird. I don't know where to look because normally I don't have somebody watching me when I do the podcast because the podcast is all like completely ad-libbed and there's no notes. There's nothing. It's literally just me recording on my computer and whatnot. So this is definitely new to me. But I want to jump in and say hello. Thank you very much for coming back. And I want to start off with announcing that we still have the sad hoodies available. You guys constantly want them. We sold out the first time, so I brought them back. Sad hoodies are now out. And if you want your chance to win one, you know, sometimes we don't always have the money flow in our back pockets like me right now with the YouTube algorithm. But hey, listen, okay, we're not here to complain. We're here for a giveaway. If you go to my latest post on my Instagram, you can see that I'm doing a giveaway on Joey Kidney, and all you have to do is go follow the Happy Clips on Instagram, and I'm going to be choosing one of those followers, basically. So all you got to do is follow there, and to get extra little bonus points, to go subscribe on the YouTube channel as well. So just search the Happy Times podcast on YouTube, and then the Happy Clips is on on Instagram. We got our water. I'm not feeling the best. I'm feeling a little bit sick today, but we're pushing through. We are pushing through. Speaking of pushing through, today's topic is listen to this if you need to keep going. Now, this is hitting home with me pretty hard. I'm somebody who has a really, really hard time not quitting and not giving up. There's a lot of times in my life where I feel like it's not worth it to keep pushing forward. It's just, this got dark quick. But a lot of times in my life, I feel like it's just not worth it. And I stop doing one thing and I move on to the next. And I quit that. And then I do the same thing. I stop doing one thing and then I quit that. And I stop doing it and I quit it. And I move on and I move on and move on. And I claim to be so addicted to change. But the reality of it is, I'm scared of failing. I'm terrified of it. I'm terrified of embarrassing myself to the point that everyone's watching and everyone's going to see, even though nobody's watching anymore because all I do is start something and then quit it. And this is throwing myself under the bus, but it's so damn true. And so if you're dealing with this, you're not alone. You're not alone at all. There's a lot of pressure with the camera looking at me. I can't lie. Normally I can talk like this for so long, but I already feel so much pressure. So we'll see how this goes. But like, holding on is tough. Holding on is so freaking hard. Jesus, I almost spilled water. Especially when, you know, everyone around you is doing so well. You see that kind of like the world is just out to get you and you're wasting your time. But doing what you love, and this isn't just a ripoff of my song, This Is Love, but doing what you love is never a waste of time. Like, loving someone is never a waste of time. And so if you have so much passion in love, then maybe writing Valentine's Day cards is your calling. Maybe finding new passions in things that you, like, maybe you have that passion in you and you've just been neglecting it for so long that it's time to actually do it. Now, I'm somebody who can't do something if I don't put 100% into that thing. So if you're giving me a task and I'm already doing another task, I can't multitask. I am only going to ever be able to do that one thing. That's just the way I am. I'm not here to lie to you. I have like 4 YouTube channels and I can't keep them all going. But if I do one at a time, if I sit down and I record a podcast and I get it out there, I'm good. Then I move on to the next thing. If I don't get it out there, it's never going to get out there. I'm never going to stay consistent. And it's not a bad thing. Knowing who you are is probably the best thing that you can do, because then you can know all your little tricks, all your traits, and how to actually accomplish something in the future and to make yourself feel good, feel happy. And happiness is something that I have struggled with a lot recently, and it's because I have just dug this hole deep, deep, deep down to the point that nobody can help me up, only myself. And I've been neglecting myself for so long. So to give you a little bit more of an example on myself, because this is 100% related to me and my experiences, and that's how I can give advice to you. For the past 3 years, I've been telling myself that like YouTube wasn't my dream. And because I grew up a hockey player, I grew up a sports guy. Like, my dream was to play sports. Did I think I was good enough? No, but I was still neglecting that fact, and I was still just wanting to play sports. That's all I wanted to do. And the next thing you know, I become very popular on YouTube, and it became my career. And like, that's great, but that's not what I wanted to do. And for the longest time, for the past like 3 years, I've been thinking, you know, this isn't what I want to do. I'm going to find what I want to do, blah, 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 blah. And I'm hearing people, and I just recently watched a video from Chloe Couture, and she, I don't actually know her real name. I don't know her real name. But she basically said, hey, what's up, YouTube? I'm quitting YouTube, and I'm pursuing music. And I could genuinely feel how happy she was to be able to say that, to be able to finally move on from something. She said she started making videos and her imagination became reality. Like, she would imagine, like, live what it, her, I'm stuttering. She had a, what is it called? She had a series on YouTube. Basically, it's like, what if I lived? Like, what if I lived in the candy store? What if I lived in a mall? And she said that those videos really, really helped her. You know, and she never thought anybody was going to watch them, but they helped her be her. And she did those years ago. And so now it's gotten to the point that it's like, okay, well, now this is a career. Now this is a job. This isn't something I'd love to do anymore. And when I was sitting down and watching that video, I could relate so much. Not necessarily, like, if you're not even a YouTuber, which I'm assuming a lot of you aren't, but I'm sure you could relate to it too. I'm sure you can relate to this. You're working at a tough job right now, and it's not getting any easier. And it's so much easier said than done to just say, oh, just go quit it. Just like, whatever, fuck your boss, quit the job. That's easier said than done. And instead of quitting the job, the better advice is to actually find the hustle that what you want to put forward. Find the hustle that you want to keep going. You know, people always say just like, follow your passion, follow your dreams. But what if you don't have any dreams? I don't dream at night. I don't remember, but I want to. And so when I was watching her video, it really inspired me to think about what my passion is, what my dreams are, and how I really feel with all of this. And I came to the conclusion that I have been telling myself I didn't like what I do for the longest time. And you might be thinking that, okay, well, maybe you should just listen to yourself and change your job and change what you actually do. And for the longest time, I thought like that as well, until yesterday when I thought to myself, well, maybe I actually like doing this. I've been force-feeding myself saying I don't like something that I haven't even given a shot to actually sit down and like it. I haven't given 100% to this in a very long time. I've just been coasting, and it's just been working out. And so it brought me to here to keep going. And if you need to keep going, I hope this in any way can help you. I hope you can find the passion. I hope you can find the drive. And I hope that when you're listening to this, you can know exactly what I'm talking about. And you can channel that. And you can think, okay, I need to do better in school. I'm going to put 100%. If you're a person who can't multitask, understand you can't multitask. It's not a bad thing. Understanding who you are is the best thing you can possibly do in life. So take that and focus on it. Focus on you. Be 100% you. Be 100% for yourself. Be 100% driven to be yourself and to succeed to be you. I really hope this makes sense in any way possible. But if you have that thing that you're sitting on, I want you to go for it. I want you to actually go for it. I can watch a million videos about people saying, oh my God, like, just don't watch content creators and don't get inspired by other people because then it affects your content. How the hell do you think anyone makes money? It's by people watching their videos. So as a creator, you want to be somebody who watches as well, so you understand what people want to watch, and I get that. And then it hit me. You have to love what you do, right? The way I heard it was, I have to love my videos. I have to love my podcasts. I have to love every photo I take. We got to this one stage in social media and in the world and society that was like, oh my God, like the Gary Vee method of no matter what it is, no matter if it's shit, put it out. And it was just overdrive. And that might work for people, and that might work for Gary Vee. And to Gary Vee, congrats. I know I'm even like on your little Gary Vee influencer list, and that's great. I'm very proud to be there. Unfortunately, it's just not a method that I can follow. I'm not somebody who can do a million things and not focus on any of them and just put them out because I'm not going to be happy. It's not even about the money anymore. It's not about any clout. I don't know what to call it. It's not about any of that. It's about being actually happy. And for me, it's not going 1,000 miles a minute. It's about taking my time and putting my hard work into one thing and seeing how it turns out. That's where my drive is. That's where my happiness is. That's where I'm going to put my workload. I know there's a lot of people out there who really like putting everything they have into everything that they're doing. And there's a million things on the table. And if you can do that, that's amazing. That's amazing. It doesn't make you any better than anyone else, though. I want you to understand that. Just because you can't multitask doesn't mean, wait, where am I going with this? If you can multitask, that's amazing. If you can't, that's amazing. You know, I'm somebody with ADHD. And so when you're telling me, Joey, that, oh, you can't multitask, you have to focus on one thing at a time in order to do well at it, but you have ADHD, so you're going to want to go do other things, that's going to drive me up the wall. That's going to drive me insane. I'm going to batshit crazy. But when I look back at it, I used to be the kid in school that I would write so many times. I would write like conjugating verbs and all that crap and geography and whatnot. I'd be writing so much. I'd be writing the same line down for hours. My hand would be bleeding just so I could remember it. just so I could memorize something I was spending hours on it. That's the only way it worked for me. And so at that age, I learned that I have to put my 100 into everything that I do, but focus on one thing at a time, or else it's just going to get overloaded and I'm going to get anxious and I'm going to get stressed and I'm not going to be able to progress in life. So I need to take my time with everything, and maybe you do too. Maybe you're listening to this and you're thinking, okay, well maybe, okay, I just got to keep going. So I'm just going to run as fast as I can. Okay, I got to do this. I need to be more productive. So I'm going to be like Matt Diavella and I'm going to be like Gary Vee. I'm going to put a million things on my list and I'm just going to do boom, 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 all of them at once, everything in a day. I'm going to do 20 things today. I'm also going to go to school. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to walk my dog. And I'm going to do all this. And it's just not going to work because you're going to get stressed. You're going to get overloaded. You're just going to overthink everything, and it's not going to lead to a happy life. And if you're like that, you're like me. You're somebody who loves to go fast, but needs to learn to go slow. And that's something a lot of us need to learn in life. And it's not going to come and just click. It's going to come with trial and error. It's going to come with messing up. It's going to come with mistakes. If you're looking for the answer of how to keep going, it's the fact and the reason as to why you clicked on this. It's because you want to. It's because there's that drive in you that wants to keep going. So find it. Find why. Find the reason as to why you want to keep going. What's there? What's getting you mad? What's keeping you up? Find it. And once you do, hold on to it. Figure it out. Take some time. Map it out. Write it down. Make a to-do list on this one thing. There's a lot of productivity talk out in the world right now, and that's amazing, and that can help us keep going, and that's great. But like I said, if you have your list and it's saying like 10 or 12 different things, that's great. You're doing amazing. You're doing awesome things throughout the day. That's, oh, wow, okay. But at the end of the day, you have to feel like you've actually been productive. I used to brag to my friends because I was so productive throughout every single day. Like I would do 30 things in a day and I would forget them all. And my friends would ask and I'd be like, oh, I don't know. I just did this. I wrote a list and I'd read the list. And then I would just go to bed feeling unfulfilled because I did it all, and I think I did it all just to be proud that I did so much, but it wasn't stuff that I actually cared to do. It wasn't stuff that drove me. So find that drive. Find why you want to keep going. Because it's in there. If you clicked on this, it's in there. And if you need any hand or anyone to help, I'm here. Because I'm going through the exact same thing and you're watching it. I've been doing YouTube for 8 years, which is insane. And I still love making videos because I love connecting with people. For the longest time, we focused on views and numbers, especially when creators were getting so many views and so many numbers. I was thinking about this the other day when Instagram stories came live. We would post, and that's amazing. But what happened when Instagram stories weren't there? We posted our favorite moments of our life, and now we're posting every bit of our life. Well, guess what? You don't have to be a beauty guru who's posting every single product they buy at a store. You don't have to show off every little thing as a travel blogger that you do. You can keep tough. You can keep stuff to yourself. This is your life at the end of the day. And if you don't do something in a day, it's okay. You can push it to the next. There's only 24 hours in a day. And as much as that's a lot of time, it's also a little amount of time. So don't stress on it too much. Take that 24 hours as a lot of time and find that one thing that you want to spend that 24 hours doing. There's, of course, little things that you need to do throughout your day, like go to the bathroom, eat, and take care of people, and blah, blah, blah. But the time that you actually spend, say, working or being that productive person that you are, make sure you're putting it towards things that you actually like doing. It's a lot easier said than done to just be happy. But I think it's worth a shot. And I think that's all I have for you guys today. So stay you, stay beautiful. And if you want to win a sad hoodie, again, all you have to do is go on Instagram and follow the Happy Clips and then go to YouTube and subscribe to this podcast channel, just the Happy Times Podcast. And that's how you're going to get entered to win the sad hoodie. I will keep wanting to say happy hoodie because it's a Happy Times Podcast, but it's a sad hoodie because sometimes we all are in that mood and we all just need a hoodie for it. Also, little thing here. I have a show in LA with L Mills on March 6th. If you would love to come to that, there are tickets. Just go to my Instagram or go in the link in the description of this video and go buy some tickets and come see us. It's just this amazing event that I put on, just boosting myself here. But it's an amazing event I put on that talks about just everything. We have a conversation, we have some food, we chill, we play some games. And we just put on a great show with some musical talent that's going to be coming. I have to find one because I invited Matt Walden, but he backed out. Unfortunately, he got another gig. But we're going to find somebody, and we're going to have a great show. So stay you, stay beautiful, and I will hopefully see you guys there. And make sure you enter and subscribe and follow to see who wins the giveaway and stuff. Okay, bye, guys.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP lawn and garden and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.